He's BJ Kiss, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead update. After the Chiefs wrapped up practice from Kansas City, they now shift their focus to New England Patriots on Saturday. As far as injuries on Friday, LDT and Mitch Morse were held out of practice. As far as Jeremy Maclin and Justin Houston, they'll be game-time decisions for the Chiefs. If Jeremy Maclin can't go, we know the focus will be on Chris Conley, but when you face this Patriots team, you're going to need passing and you're going to need a rush as well. What do you look for in this rushing game for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think it's key. You look at three of the last six games for the Patriots, they've given up at least 125 yards rushing in those games. They've all been losses. So there's a lot of talk about scoring points and trying to keep up with Tom Brady and all the postseason touchdowns, all the postseason numbers for him. But for the Chiefs, it's really about running the football. It's a lot easier said than done with the offensive line. We talked about them being banged up. Mitch Morse, Larry Duvernay-Tardif haven't cleared that concussion protocol yet, so you have new guys stepping in there. But we saw that last week against the Houston Texans. Jahl Reed didn't have a lot of reps at right guard, stepped there and played well enough for that team to run for more than 140 yards against a formidable front seven for the Houston Texans. Patriots also have a very good front, but if the Chiefs are going to win this game, it's going to be being physical. It's going to be using Spencer Ware, Sharkhandrick West, that tandem between the tackles, get downhill and run the football, try to control the line of scrimmage.
The Patriots are, of course, the reigning world champions. Tom Brady leads that team with 29 games of postseason experience, so the Chiefs are going to have to deal with that. But as they face that, and as they face that quarterback, the quarterback is always aided by protection. The Chiefs defense will be trying to beat that.
Yeah, and one of the things that he's been aided by protection is you look at the Patriots offensive line, they have they're the least experienced group left in the playoffs. There's not a lot of starts between those guys. I know they're going to get left tackle Sebastian Vollmer back. He's got 80 career starts, really going to help them out. Actually, more than doubles the amount of career starts of those guys on the line of scrimmage. But one of the ways that Tom Brady really helps out that offensive line is he gets rid of the ball quick. I know a lot of people say that with Alex Smith, but Tom Brady, 2.1 seconds is how long it takes him on average to get rid of the football. And you look, they get one of their weapons back. Their top receiving target through the first several games of the season was Julian Edelman. He's been out for the last couple of months with a foot injury. He's going to be back. He is Tom Brady's go-to target. When he's on the field, they convert 50% of the third downs. When he hasn't been on the field, they're only converting 33% of first down. So that's a huge difference there. And everybody talks about Rob Gronkowski and what he does across the middle of the field. Julian Edelman's kind of his go-to guy, and that's somebody the Chiefs are going to have to be aware of, somebody I know that they've been practicing in facing and getting ready for. But it's those two guys, Gronkowski, Edelman, the guys you got to worry about.
That's a matchup to watch, Edelman versus the Chiefs defense. BJ, as far as a final key for this game, what do you think's the key going into this?
You know what the key is. We talk about it every week, and I'm not going to change it now. We're talking about takeaways. Every game, it seems like that the Chiefs have come out and won during this 11-game winning streak. They've won the turnover battle. We saw it last week against the Texans. They had 5 turnovers, 4 by interception. They're not going up against Brian Hoyer this week. They're going up against Tom Brady, the greatest postseason quarterback in NFL history. That can't be debated. So it's going to be a lot easier said than done, but in that 41-14 victory last year on Monday Night Football, there's only so many things you can take away from it. But a lot of these guys that are on the field have gone up against Tom Brady. They forced turnovers from Tom Brady, and that helped lead them to that 41-14 victory. A lot easier said than done, but again, if they can get that offense short field in the postseason game, put easy points on the board, they're going to be that much better spot to win.
Turnovers, of course, something to watch. If the Chiefs can win this game, they'll be one of 4 teams left. Game time is 3:35 p.m. on Saturday. You can catch that on CBS. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.